top moments of the week right now. Here on The Thing. The week that was, we count it down, and we look back.
Like, what do we do?
We reflect.
Yes. What happened?
It's the only time we look in the rearview mirror. Outside of that, we don't even remember what we say anymore. Antoine forgot how jealous he was of Sophie Turner yesterday.
I blacked out.
Blacked out!
What are you talking about?
That's what we do. It's a little peek behind the curtains, is we do this show, and then we get blackout drunk.
Yes.
And we forget everything.
That's
so,
what happens.
Yeah, yep. So that's why we do the top moments of the week at the end of the week, because we need to remind ourselves what happened. And actually, you know what it is, Antoine?
What's that?
It's not that we get blackout drunk. It's that our minds are melted and our brains are scrambled because of top moment number three. And that is how Monica Brooks does Snapchat videos.
Oh, yes. Oh.
They scramble your brain, man, because they're moving all over the place. And the next thing you know, you have vertigo and you don't remember anything.
I hate Monica's Snapchats, and anybody who's friends with Monica on Snapchat hate her Snapchat.
Why?
Monica takes half a second for all of her Snapchat. She moves it really quick, like to the left and then back, and then she tilts her camera. One of our friends summed it up the best. He said it looks like Monica has been taken for hostage, and she has a quick second to take a picture of something before her kidnappers come back.
I'm in a cave. Oh, here they come.
That's how she snaps.
Yeah. And then you have to try to figure out where
she is. I'm
working
on it. I'm getting better.
No.
I thought I had one snap that was put it down.
You do like one good snap, and then there's like 30
then you go back
regular
to your old habits again. You know, this is what this is, Antoine. It's like someone who says they're trying to quit smoking and they don't smoke for one day, and then they smoke a pack the next day. Over there. Number two, top moment of the week. Sometimes you have humbling experiences in your life. You're cut down. You spend all this time. You try to be confident. You try to be, you know, a grown-up.
Yes.
I'm going to be tough. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be skilled at what I do. And then you're just cut down to your core. Antoine was humbled. He became a weak little man in front of somebody else. A humbling moment.
I was lifting something to hand to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to use both hands. My arms had to have good posture to hand it off. And I handed it off. And this son of a something just takes it with one hand, said, "Oh, I got this." It was Harrison, our social media guy, who everybody knows is built like Mark McGuire.
He is.
From the 1990s.
Yeah, he's got like these tree trunk legs and everything. I mean, he's just these stocky dude.
Yeah, we had just did the Lord Bonnetot pep rally. Shout out to Lord Bonnetot.
Yeah.
And, you know, the big speakers that we were using. So, like, we're moving them or whatever. And I grab them, you know, with my legs.
And I lift with your knees.
And I take my arms and I put them underneath and I hand it over to him. He just throws it up. He still has the camera in the other hand. And just throws it over his shoulder. It's like, you caveman, you. I've never felt more weak than I did
like
in that
a
moment.
Rag doll.
Yes.
Cut you down.
Yeah, and every time I look at him, I'm like, why are you so strong?
It's like, why?
Just unnecessary.
Right, and it's one of these things you say to him, when's the last time you went to the gym? I don't know, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's one of those people.
How heavy is that camera? What do you need the muscles for?
Yep. Just picks it up right over his shoulder, picks Antoine up over his other shoulder,
and
just walks out of there.
Just go.
Pick you up like Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
That's it.
Adorable. The number one moment of the week, as we count them down here on The Thang, is Monica Brooks went on an adventure last weekend. The Big Apple. New York City.
New York.
And she learned in New York that not everybody is a wax figurine. Because she went to the wax museum and there was a human there that she thought was a statue.
I went to the wax museum in New York and it's so cool. Like, you know, all the celebrities, it's like $200,000 per wax figure.
Okay.
To make those figures. So, I mean, I'm taking pictures of all of them. I'm talking to them. You know, I get the full experience. Plus, I had a drink or two.
You are talking to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said that.
But it was so much fun. Me and my girlfriends had a great time. Well, this one chick, she's taking a picture beside George Clooney or whatever at the bar.
That's not in your group.
That's not in my group.
Okay.
This is just a stranger. And so she's holding her camera and taking a picture with George Clooney. Well, I walk over to her. I'm like, hey, girl, rubbing her shoulders and saying, hey, girl, hey. I thought she was a wax figure. I had to apologize because she turned and looked at me. I'm like, wow.
Is that a
these
compliment?
These are like a robot.
My God, they even move
they
now.
They move.
Yeah, statue.
Ooh. Yeah, statue.
But I'm a person. Stop touching me. What are you doing? Why?
This is weird.
We're people, man.
Get off of me.
I imagine it happens all the time.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either.
Oh, you don't think? Oh, well.
I don't know. And I think you're the only person having open conversations with the wax dolls also.
Also true.
Yes. Hello, Beyonce's wax doll.
Markle was there. I was like, well, hey. Yeah.
What did she say back?
She just looked off.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta be honest. I feel like her personality in real life is probably very similar. So it's the same. You have to be very regal if you're into the whole king thing. Those are your top moments of the week.